Patient name Cassandra, Cassandra, last name Lerma, Lerma. Date of birth 3/25/76. Date of service 4/14/23. This is a 47-year-old female patient here today. After having an episode of dizziness last night, she felt like she was going to pass out. She was actually at a Walmart when this occurred. She did go to the hospital. They did a CT of the brain. Everything came back clean. She tells me she finds out that this usually just happens when she's driving her car. For instance, last night she told me that she drove from her house to get something to eat and she was fine. From the restaurant to HEB and she was fine. But when she got in her car to go to Walmart, which is just three blocks down, she started to get dizzy. Also, patient verbalized the same type of symptom on her way here today. She was just driving through Cleveland and suddenly felt dizzy, and she just decided to come in and see us today as follow-up. Period and paragraph. She does have her hospital records with her today. Once again, the CT of the brain was negative. They did give her a diagnosis of dizziness, transient ischemic attack, as well as dehydration. The patient tells me she's fully hydrated. She's wondering about that diagnosis, and blood levels do not indicate that to me, period. New paragraph. However, on her blood report, the white blood cell count was 13.2, period. New paragraph. No nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. She did not black out. Also, she said that when this started to happen as she was walking into Walmart, she could not see out of her right eye, and her right side of her lip was quivering. That's when the service people at Walmart helped her, and she did go to the hospital, period. The paragraph. Blood pressure today, 133 over 93, pulse 90, respiration 16, temperature 97.8, oxygenating at 100%, current weight 250, allergies, multiple penicillin, codeine, Bactrim. Current medications, reviewed medical history, depression, anxiety, morbid obesity, post-traumatic stress disorder, surgical history, hysterectomy. Social history, she does continue to smoke 1 half-pack cigarettes on a daily basis, period to paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert-oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She's morbidly obese. Largely negative exam today. HEENT is unremarkable. Neck is soft, no thyromegaly, no masses, no lymphadenopathy. Heart, positive S1, positive S2. Regular rate and rhythm, no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen is non-tender. Remainder of exam is unremarkable. There is no lower extremity edema at her lower extremities. She maintains full range of motion in all extremities and plus 5 muscle strength, period, in the paragraph. Assessment and plan. Follow-up to the dizziness and vertigo and possible sinus infection, TIA. Exam today is largely unremarkable. However, she does have another diagnosis of leukocytosis, and we will honor that today. Her blood, white blood cell count is 13.2. It is definitely elevated. We will give her a Z-Pak and a Medrol dose pack, and she will monitor her symptoms from that point. I've advised her to follow up back with us or the ER. And if this would happen again, of course, we've stressed safety issues. Patient returns as needed.